Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
There's nothing at all wrong with the law, for it is holy, just, and good. The problem is that this sinful flesh, which plagues us even now, is not subject unto the law, but is at odds with it and cannot keep it. But God, who is rich in mercy towards his own, has provided a remedy and a relief for them. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What Christ Jesus did for us in condemning sin in the flesh is threefold in nature. Primarily, he has made atonement for his people by his redemptive work in taking their guilt upon himself and imputing his righteousness to their account, in satisfying the claims and condemnation of the law, which they had broken with impunity. Yet there is another benefit which he has purchased for those elect children. He has condemned sin in the flesh by causing the principle of grace to become operative in them, who all of their lives were subject unto the law of sin and death. Now, because of the gift of his Spirit creating in them a new man, they are described as those who have the righteousness of the law fulfilled, that is, demonstrated in them, because the righteous principle of the law is written in their hearts and minds and not just applied externally. What no amount of duty preaching, guilt trips, or promises of reward could accomplish, the Lord Jesus Christ, in one act of redemption, has wrought and can never be overturned. He has made his children delight in his word. The flesh still whispers from time to time about duty and responsibility, and even lays the law quite heavily upon their conscience. But the flesh has no more power now to perform the law of God than it did before the new birth. In fact, it has grown weaker. But oh, the glorious truth is that now we have a performer who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. We do not expect that the blessings of God shall come upon us in relation to our obedience. Neither do we look for a reward for walking in his truth. We can now plainly see that the blessings of God are upon those who are made to delight in his truth. The reward of the sons of God is walking in his way. There is no greater blessing for the sons of God than for them to be found keeping his testimonies and seeking him with their whole heart. Then the third benefit to the sons of God, which is conferred upon them by the redemptive work of Christ, is the adoption. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the resurrection of our body. It has pleased the Lord Jesus Christ to impute righteousness to us, to demonstrate his righteousness in us in these mortal bodies, and then to glorify himself in the raising of these mortal bodies from a corruptible state into an incorruptible one. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Death is swallowed up in victory. He is the first fruits of those that sleep. Because he arose from the dead, he has demonstrated his intent to raise the bodies of all of his saints, and has given them the blessed hope of his resurrection, saying, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He is the author and finisher of our faith. I am, says Christ, your glorious head. May we attention give. The resurrection of the dead, the life of all that live. By faith in me the soul receives new life, though dead before. And he that in my name believes shall live to die no more. The sinner sleeping in his grave shall at my voice awake, and when I once begin to save, my work I'll ne'er forsake. Fulfill thy promise, gracious Lord, on us assembled here. Put forth thy Spirit with the word, and cause the dead to hear.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.